Mom pinched her lips together and nodded.
He's gone. We can't find him anywhere. We've called the police.
Jenny felt like she'd been slugged in the stomach. She leaned against the counter for support. Along with Mom and Dad, Nick was the most important person in her life.
You think he's been kidnapped?
Mom shook her head.
It's more likely he ran away.
She reached into her pocket, dragged out a balled-up tissue, and blew her nose.
It's my fault. I should have realized how attached he'd become to Michael. I thought maybe the dog would help.
What dog? What are you talking about? Jenny fought against the growing hysteria. She refused to let herself think about what might happen to a little boy alone on the streets at night, and concentrated instead on what Mom was saying.
Michael and I...
Mom paused to grab a fresh tissue from the box near the telephone, then continued.
2 days ago, I broke up with Michael. I realized I couldn't let things go on. Nick was getting too attached to him, and I thought it would be better if we just didn't see each other for a while.
Mom wobbled as though she were about to collapse.
Maybe you'd better sit down.
Jenny put an arm around her shoulder and pulled a chair away from the kitchen table. Mom sank into it and offered Jenny a teary thank you. Jenny dropped into the chair next to her.
Anyway, Nick didn't take it well. I've never seen him so upset. Michael and I tried to explain things to him. How do you say something like that to a child?
Jenny didn't answer. She wished someone could explain Mom's rationale to her. Jenny had solved a number of mysteries lately, but trying to figure Mom out topped them all. Again, Jenny drew her attention back to Nick.
You said something about a dog. What's that all about? I thought maybe Nick would take the news about Michael better if we got him a dog. You know how he's been wanting one.
Mom stopped to blow her nose.
So I got him one. Michael came along to help pick him out. Bernie, that's what Nick named him, is a St. Bernard puppy.
You think Nick ran away?
This afternoon, Nick asked if he could go visit Michael. When I said no, he threw a fit. He finally settled down, and I thought we'd gotten through the worst of it, but later, when I called him in to get ready to go to the airport, he was gone. I called Kate and asked her to pick you up. I didn't want to worry anyone. You know how he likes to hide. Anyway, I thought he was here. I searched the house, and when I couldn't find him, I called Michael and notified the police. We checked the neighborhood, and I called Kate back, but they'd already left for the airport. She didn't answer her phone, so I left a message on her voicemail saying that Nick is missing.
Jenny had no idea what to do with the emotions churning around inside her. She bounced to her feet and started pacing.